As you know, there are some pretty complicated stories out there, folks. That's why it's fortunate we have with us today an expert on policy. I've heard a lot about this guy, and I think you're going to be as excited as I am to hear what he has to say. Would you please welcome Todd Brad, policy analyst.
Todd Brad, policy analyst.
Thank you, Mark.
No, thank you, Mr. Brad. I know you have a busy schedule, so let's get right to it. Why was California's special election so important to Governor Schwarzenegger and the rest of the country?
Well, it's very simple, Mark. You see, Governor excuse me. Is there a baby in here?
Oh, sorry, Mr. Brad. Crystal Presto here. That's my baby, Kalo Jr. Long story short, the court says I have possession every Wednesday.
Oh, cute.
Cute. We're sorry, Mr. Brad, but please continue.
Well, thank you. As I was saying, Schwarzenegger was staking his political future on four propositions, Mark.
Uh-huh.
Had they passed, they could have destroyed the power of unions and remapped districts in favor of Republican candidates, altering the political landscape of this nation forever and catapulting Arnold on an unstoppable course to the White House. Pretty much sums it up. No rocket science here.
Wow, that was the most cogent piece of analysis I have ever heard. You just cut right through the BS and presented this story in a fresh new way.
Thank you, Mark.
Shut up!
Oh my God! See, oh my God! You just beat that baby!
Oh my God, my baby! Little Kalo, you monster! I'd come in there right now if I wasn't needed at the controls.
You guys have about a minute left.
You want intelligent policy analysis or not?
But you just beat this baby.
And?
All right, and provided the best damn breakdown of special election I've ever heard.
That's right, Mark.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're getting at.
Shut up!
Oh, God.
You're beating my baby!
45 seconds.
Yes, Chris. But what else is he doing?
Giving us a whole new perspective on complicated issues?
That's right, Chris.
And you know why, Chris?
No, why?
Because I'm
Todd Brad, policy analyst. Shut up!
Hi.
Dudes, I never bring my baby around here when there's cogent, intelligent analysis of government policy going on. I mean, what do you expect?
You see, Dave's got the point. It takes more than just the ability to break an issue down to its basic elements to be a policy analyst. It also takes a heart so devoid of human feeling, a soul so frozen with evil, that it would make the very guards of Hades shrink in fear.
Makes sense to me. Say, could you join us again next week? I'd love to hear your enlightened views on social responsibility towards senior citizens and the disabled.
Of course, Mark. Be happy to. Now give me that baby. I'm hungry.
Oh, my God.
My baby! My baby!
Oh, my God.
5 seconds.
He's eating the baby. You've been listening to a discussion with
Todd Brad, policy analyst.
You got any pot?
All right. Thank you. That was very interesting.
That was enlightening.
Yeah, that was like Antonin Artaud. That was like theater of cruelty stuff. That was Julian Beck, man. That was deep.
You're way over my head on that. I'm just Todd Brad.
Todd Brad, policy analyst. Shut up!
Okay.
My poor baby.
Yeah, I know,
yeah,
Chris.
Really?
You get yourself a new one. There's plenty of babies around. Folks, we've got David Cronenberg coming up, of course, the director of A History of Violence. He's also the director of Scanners, The Dead Zone, Naked Lunch, The Fly. This guy's made some of my favorite movies. I'm excited to talk to him. And, of course, Mark Green will be here later. Mark Green, you looking forward to that, Brad?
My name is Todd Brad.
Todd Brad.
I'm sorry, Todd.
Policy analyst.
You looking forward to Mark Green?
You know, he's boring.
Wait a minute, man. You're talking about the monster of Midtown, the Goliath of Gotham. What's wrong with you?
What PR maniac came up with that? I mean, I agree with what he says mostly, but, you know.
Are you looking forward to hearing David Cronenberg talk about flesh-machine interface and infestation?
Oh, God, am I?
Hey, you bet, man. All right, so we'll be back with David Cronenberg, and also we'll be back with some election coverage. We'll be back with some more funny hangout. It's Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.